K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Man, I've been talking to Evan. Evan, you told me your date, you were bold enough to invite her over your house, even though you guys just only really met.
Yeah, we had just met. She was nice enough, and I thought, you know, I could open up my heart to her, and I invited her over for dinner, and we shared the similar circle of friends, had similar things in common, and she'd give me a call back. But here I am calling you guys.
I love to give people the warning that it's not often that these things work out. Sometimes they do. So let's hope that this works out in your favor.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, I was hoping to speak to Melissa, please.
Who's calling?
Melissa, my name is Obi, and I work for the legendary station here in town, K92.3, on the radio.
Hi. Are you sure you have the right number?
So I'm calling you, Melissa, because you went on a date with a guy named Evan. I know a lot of information, but that's only because I'm trying to get you two back on another date.
I don't understand, though, why you're calling me.
So I'm calling you because I'd love to present you with a $75 gift card so this way you and Evan can have a date number two. Unless, of course, you're not interested in him.
I don't, this is a little weird.
So I'm really just the bridge. On the show, we do this every day where we try to get people back together again. So are you interested in Evan? You're not interested in Evan? I mean, you're not calling him back. And if you're not interested, that's okay.
Is this part of a show?
It is.
Oh my God. I don't know if I'm comfortable with this, really.
Okay, well, Evan called me and he told me everything. He said that he invited you over the house.
When you say he told you everything, I'd be curious to know what that means.
So the only thing he told me was that he invited you over his house, shared with you his sacred space. I'm just trying to get you two to talk again.
I mean, his house is the reason I'm not. This is the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me, but okay. I mean, it was one dinner. This seems like a lot, but his house just made it clear that he wasn't somebody I could date.
Okay. Was he dirty, messy?
No, it's just, I mean, I like sci-fi and stuff as much as anybody, but he has a lot of posters and frames, memorabilia for various things he loves, which is cool. But then there's one whole room that's just a Star Wars room. Like, everything in it is Star Wars stuff. And I saw it, and I was like, okay, well, that's a thing. But then there's another room that's just Legos. And, like, the center of it is a Lego city. You can't even really move. And he didn't really want me to, like, walk in it. I just had to stand at the edges. And I looked at it, and I thought, I just can't live with a grown man. Like, if we, you know, obviously we'd been on one date. But you have to... I'm a grown-up person, and if you're going to consider dating somebody, you have to think about whether you would want to make a life with them, like, because I'm not in my 20s.
Okay, hold on. So in his home, he has one room dedicated to Star Wars and another room dedicated to Legos.
Yes, and in all the other rooms, there are, like, toys everywhere, too, but these two rooms are just, like, toy rooms. That's not something I could live with.
Wow, okay.
Down the line.
Yeah, wow. You know, I mean, I used to have a room that was dedicated to all the stuff that I've ever had signed here with radio, but nothing like that, especially not a Lego city. So why don't we do this? Because I want to be fair to Evan, who is on the line, had a chance to hear all this, and now we can all talk about it. Evan?
Wow.
Yeah. I was under the impression that you thought my Lego city was really cool and that I'm technically a Lego certified professional. I also have a lot of YouTube followers that really appreciate my work. Didn't pick up the vibe that you were cooler than Legos.
So Evan, hold on. When we talk about a Lego city, what do you mean? Like, what is she saying?
It's a city. You ever wanted to live in a city that wasn't this earth, this reality? You want to live in any reality you can build out of Legos? Yeah, you can do it. You can make your own world.
So she said you can't even move in the room.
Well, you can stand and look around. Imagine yourself moving around the room, but they're Legos. You can't just be a bull in a china shop just knocking things around.
Wow.
I have two large dogs. Like,
well, the dogs would stay in the backyard.
No, they would not. They're rescues, and they live very good lives. I'm not interested in being the queen of the Lego city. I'm interested in being an inhabitant of this reality.
So what's the biggest hang-up here? Just the fact that he's got these collections?
Well, I don't know if you heard anything he just said, but I think that he and I are living on different planes of existence.
I know.
I should probably date somebody who's interested in the things he's interested in because they're very specific.
Well, and I know, and I just try my best to get the two of you back together again. But, Evan, I think it's fair to say
that we were never together.
Wow.
We were never, ever together.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.